Dr. John Braccio from the Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. Dr. John, how are you?
Well, I'm really good today, Tony. How does that sound?
Well,
good spirits, and you got to say it's beautiful out today.
You sent me an email from Miami, but I wasn't jealous because our weather has been fairly decent here.
Well, that is really true. I certainly see that today.
I wanted to ask you about how we set reasonable expectations for our children when society is always talking about home run champions. Talk about that concept.
Well, I think one of the things we have to do is if we really love and we really care for and we really respect our children, we're not going to be setting really unreasonable standards. Because often society is saying everybody wants to be out there hitting a home run, winning the game. Now, the important thing is not that you don't try to hit a home run and not that you don't hit a home run, but hitting a home run, if we want to stay on that example, is really doing the best you can do. It's trying, working at it, and being encouraged. And as a parent, you have to look for what are the strengths of your child. What can your child do? What can your child better develop? And then you work like an artist in a way, a parent, working with your child to help your child so he or she can be the very, very best they can be. And unfortunately, a lot of times parents buy into the societal definition and they tell their child, if you don't hit a home run, if you don't do this, if you don't score the touchdown, if you don't win this contest, then you're going to be a failure or not be that successful. And then parents actually help their children not to succeed. So our key is to really help them succeed and be their best in whatever it might be, Tony.
All right, I'm going to put myself on the line. I'm constantly telling my kids, whether it's about their academics or about their reading or about sports, that if you want to be great, you need to work. And when I see someone working in the yard or I see a kid working on his game, I point that out to my kids that when you guys are in front of the TV, be thinking there's someone out there who is working on their game or is working on their reading. Is that the wrong approach?
No, I think that's fine. I think what you're doing, you're simply telling your child to be working to be the best that they can be. I think that's the key. And you'll be the best you can be by working at it all the time. That doesn't mean you don't play, you don't enjoy yourself, but that we're trying to hone and develop the skills, whatever it might be. It can be in science, it can be in literature, it can be in football, basketball, whatever it might be, whatever the skill set that your child is really trying to develop. I think as a parent, it's our responsibility to really set up the environment that they can be the best that they can be and that they try to be the best that they can be.
What,
I think that's important.
What can we do to help our children have positive self-esteem?
We love them, care for them, note the good things that they do, always let them know they're special, sort out those good moments, those wonderful moments when they're really trying and being good people and being the best that we know they can be. That's when we encourage them, because you're going to find people with good self-esteem. They're encouraged. They're noted. They are appreciated. And that's part of being an effective parent. And if you are able to love and care and share with your child and they know that you really love and care and want to share a life with them, that really builds positive self-esteem. Very important, Tony.
All right, I have 10 and 7-year-old boys, and earlier this week they were going at it, and I yelled out at them. I said, "You guys are driving me crazy. Would you please stop fighting?" And they both got really quiet, and the younger one almost started crying. I think I hurt his feelings, and I had to apologize. If that is kept to a minimum, does that hurt their self-esteem?
Well, I don't think so, Tony. I think every now and then parents have the right to do what you did. when I was growing up, my mother said she had a headache, and then we'd all be good for an hour, then we'd go back to our normal behavior, once she came out and looked like she was ready for us to be bad again. I mean, bad within reason, but I think if you tell your kids, particularly 7 and 10, those are two interesting ages.
Interesting, they're crazy, especially brothers. They're constantly going at each other.
Well, it's all part of the developing yourself, learning how to fight and struggle in life. That's part of call it bullying, call it whatever you will. If it stays within the realm of what we'll call normal, whatever exactly that means, then arguing, fighting, pushing for position, that's all part of the natural growth and development cycle. But back on you, Tony, you're yelling every now and then and getting upset. That's fine. That's part of being a parent. That's part of what happens in the house. If it becomes the pattern and you just become the raging lion, negativity, that type thing, then it's bad. But every now and then, I think letting them know that it's even a bit much for that old Eastern Quaker, you know, just kind of wears you down. So, yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with that at all.
You know, it kind of hit me, John, when I saw them going at it again and I stepped in the middle. I told them, I said, you guys are like a couple of puppies and you're trying to figure out who's the toughest and who's the most athletic and you're constantly challenging each other. Just try to keep it blood free. But it seemed to be, you know, that coming of a male challenging someone else, you don't want to lose to your sibling. Do I have a handle on that?
I think that's normality. I think that's what happens in life. That's part of being a person. A lot of times people would like the world to be different, and they will want to set up type of environment that doesn't happen. Now, I think within reason, you don't want people fighting and arguing. But playing for a position, competing in your own home, kind of call it like the old Kennedys, if you will, competing and playing games, that's part of growth and development and part of becoming the best we can be. And also, it's an area that we can really realistically see, how good are we? What do we really have to work on? When you've got people that are a little bigger, a little stronger, maybe a little older, call it what you will, and they are better at something that you really want to be good at, what you have to do is develop your skill sets and move forward. And that's part of what's going on, even though they are 7 and 10, and obviously the 10-year-old, you'd expect to have certain advantages. But, hey, that's all part of the process. Your job is to make sure there's not real cruelty, that there's not real what I call physical, emotional abuse goes too far, and then that's part of good parenting. But you certainly know how to deal with that, Tony. That's part of just what we do when we're a loving, caring parent and we're developing loving, caring relationships, even between a 7 and 10-year-old boy. Now, listen, I certainly realize that can be a pretty tough thing to do.
All right, John, I just got an email in from Steve from St. John's. Tony, please ask Dr. Braccio the following question. I have a 11-year-old boy. He's a great kid, a great student, good athlete, but he seems to be easily frustrated and has problems with anger. Nothing violent, but I just see him losing control. How can I help him?
Well, I think, first of all, the one thing to look at is find out when is this happening? What are the exact circumstances? When's it occurring? Try to figure out what the triggers are, meaning triggers, what happens, what brings it about, then what occurs. Like, it's kind of an ABC. What's going on beforehand? In this case, he's getting a little frustrated. Then the behavior, he starts acting out or getting mad or something. The consequence is he is letting go with anger. That's an effective way to deal with things. Anger can be effective. It's not like it's always a bad thing. But in his case, from what he's saying, it looks like it goes too far. And that's where he has to do, call it some teaching moments. He has to work with him when he starts seeing what causes of what happens, try to change that, and are trying to give him new techniques, new strategies to use. So rather than getting angry, blowing up, he just takes a time out, he thinks about it, he backs off. You're kind of trying to put other things in the place of the inappropriate behavior. It's a little different than what happens with adults, children, all the same thing. You try to identify what's the antecedent, what's causing this, then what occurs, and then try to cut things back. And if you want maybe a good example in a household, you've got every day when you're making dinner, the 9 and 10-year-old get in a big fight. Okay, well, the thing to do is keep one in the kitchen with you when you're cooking, just as an example, one in the other room, or work out something so that's not happening. It sounds simple, but a lot of times parents will not take the obvious. They won't take the obvious set of circumstances that's leading to the problem, and they won't alter that environment. But in a case of that boy, back on him specifically, find out exactly what the triggers are, when he gets frustrated, and then try to work with him even before it's happening to help him be better prepared to deal with the frustration and have a better outcome than the anger that he's showing.
You know, when my oldest one gets a little frustrated, a little angry, it takes him a while to calm down. And what I usually do is I tickle him. I know it sounds kind of amateurish, but it seems to work. It gets his mind off of it, and almost right away he moves on to something else.
Tony, if it works, that's what you want to do. Part of being a parent is, I remember many years ago reading, a good parent is a rogue in a way, meaning you're trying to find something that's going to work. And really, if a little tickle, a little laughter, you could even argue that laughing and anger are hard things to have at the same time, unless you're kind of chuckling at yourself.
All right, Dr. John Braccio with the Regional Psychological Services. He is located in East Lansing. Thanks so much, John.
Always a pleasure to talk with you and Brittany.